After a hectic 60 minutes in Fitzgerald Stadium today, a last-second O'Flaherty point won through the CBS the 2025 O'Sullivan Cup, denying St Brendan's College in a gripping final that looked set for extra time. After the Sim had taken an early lead from Mark O'Carroll, the dangerous full-forward line for the Green got into action, Garrod White getting their first point after almost scoring a goal, before Nick Lacey freed up Mikey Corridan to find the net. Another powerful search forward into with Martin McGivern fisting over. The Sim began to win some of breaking ball at midfield, leading to Ben Keller a point with his left foot. Jack Rodden didn't time his pass perfectly to marauding midfielder Mark Kennelly, who found the net from close range. Another incisive move from the Sim saw Liam O'Brien pop over another point. The Green fired back with a trio of Ronan Carroll scores. Just when it looked like they would take a lead into halftime, a strong one from Brian Walsh ended with Keller getting the ball in space. He turned on his left foot and blasted the ball to the net. An O'Carroll point just before the halftime whistle left the Sim with a 3-point lead. The Green got the start they needed in the second half with a White 2-pointer and a surging Carroll run ending with a penalty. Carroll hammered his low shot past the outstanding Caelan Mitchell in the Sim goal. Keller then got a badly needed score for the Killarney School, and they kept it within range with points from Fionnán Blackwell and O'Brien. As injury time approached, they still trailed by two. In worsening conditions, they held the ball well. Someone would eventually have to shoot, though. Joey McCarthy took on the responsibility. With the outside of his right foot, he curled over an unbelievable equaliser that crept inside the post. All square again. After a Sim effort dropped short, the Tralee School lost one final attack. O'Flaherty, the man to have his shot, finding the target just before the final whistle blew. A dramatic end to a dramatic final, with the Green winning at the death. Well done to both teams and their performances, and good luck in upcoming Carnarvon games. Thanks for listening. Good luck.